where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
There was a heavy police presence in the Queen and Divine Street area in South Sarnia today. On social media, police said they were conducting an investigation, but no other details were provided. Police say updates will be given as they become available. Lambton County's proposed 2024 budget amounts to about $283 million and calls for a 5.5% hike in the amount to be raised through taxation. County Treasurer Larry Pilarchio says that represents an increase of $26 per $100,000 of residential assessment, not including municipal and education taxes. He says affordable housing continues to be the top priority.
So there's a $3 million contribution in 2024, there was a $2 million contribution in 2023, and in 2022 there was 1.2. So in totality, we put $6.2 million into our savings account for affordable housing initiatives. It allowed us to have a source of funding in our TCA capital plan for $4 million worth of county dollars for additional housing units.
County Council budget deliberations are set for March 6th. Criminal charges have finally been laid against a former employee of the United Way of Chatham-Kent. Police say Veronica Whittle of Tilbury has been charged with one count of fraud over $5,000. Police started a fraud investigation last fall after a report of misappropriation of funds from the organization. Whittle was arrested February 2nd and released with conditions and a future court date. Last October, MyNews Today learned the United Way was suing Whittle for nearly $300,000. A Valentine's Day dispute in Elmer took a violent turn and sent a man to hospital and a woman to lockup. Elmer police were called about an incident just after 2 in the morning last Wednesday. Investigators say the two people were arguing and the woman allegedly bit the man's nose. The bite was so severe the man had to be taken to hospital. A 37-year-old Elmer woman has been arrested. The 54-year-old man wanted after a weekend stabbing in St. Thomas has surrendered to police. Police say Jeff Church turned himself in at police headquarters yesterday. He was wanted since Saturday on charges of aggravated assault and assault with a weapon. After a person was stabbed multiple times and taken to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Lambton County Library is hosting its third annual concert series. The first show is at 7 tonight at the Sarnia Library Theater featuring the Georgian Singers. Spokesperson Adrian Liebert says each show is going to be different.
We try to feature different styles of music of local musicians throughout Lambton County, and we try to spread out the concerts throughout the year as well, just keep things going, keep different events going throughout the year for people to join in on.
We're being asked to register, and that can be done through the Lambton County Library website. And Stats Canada says there are more millennials now than baby boomers in Canada. The new stat ends the 65-year reign of the post-Second World War generation as the largest cohort in the population. Mainly cloudy skies, the chance of showers on a south wind, low 1 degree. Cloudy tomorrow, a 40% chance of morning showers, high 10, and a mix of sun and cloud Friday and windy, high 2 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.